Kerry Walsh Jennings, who is just arguably the greatest beach volleyball player ever, or one of them.
Six feet of sunshine. I love that nickname.
I like that. She joins us now on ETAC. Good morning, Kerry. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. It doesn't sound that intimidating, but there's nothing hotter than the sun, so I guess that's good.
Yeah, but 6 feet of sunshine, that's pretty cute.
I like that.
My husband gave it to me at the time we were dating, and I thought he was genius. It kind of sealed the deal for me.
Is he taller than you or shorter than you?
I got him by a hair, but we don't really talk about it.
Yeah, I bet we don't. No wonder he came up with it.
It takes a man, gentlemen.
So Rio, right around the corner.
Absolutely. I'm partnered up with April Ross. We're trying to do what's never been done before. I certainly am, by winning a fourth gold medal with someone new who I love and respect, and we are bound and determined to do it. So we represent the greatest country in the USA, and we want to be the best, or in the world, excuse me.
You know, and talk about that a little bit. You know, for years, decades almost, really, you know, it was you and Misty May Trainer, and you guys were inseparable. You're the greatest beach volleyball duo that there's ever been. And, you know, talk about the transition from partnering up with Misty May Trainer to going to a new partner and how, you know, how interesting it is, how difficult it can be, and also how rewarding it's been.
Yeah, well, it's really been as wonderful and as seamless as possible. April is a champion, and I'm playing with her for that reason. You know, she has all the intangibles. She has all the skills. She compliments me. She challenges me. That being said, it has been bittersweet. Misty and I had an amazing run. I love her with all my heart. I miss her every single day. But change is really important. And in the life of an athlete, it's important to get out of your comfort zone a lot. And this partner switch has made me do that. You know, I have become a different type of athlete. April brings out things in me that I never knew I had. There's been a lot of challenges, but it's mostly growing pains. And I'm a big fan of growing pains. You know, I want to be the best. And in order to do that, I need to get out of my little box and, you know, be challenged. And this is all that and more.
I don't want to use the statement, did it get stale for you? Because as a competitive athlete, I doubt it did. But you talked about new challenges and new horizons. Did this kind of recharge your batteries a little bit as far as your competitiveness?
Absolutely. You know, it was never stale with Misty. Winning never gets stale, to be quite honest with you. And Misty would just made my life so easy. She was such a great partner and such a great friend to me. This has been very refreshing. And April was, a thorn in my side for many years. She's a huge reason why we won the gold medal in London, because we worked so hard to beat April. And now that she's my partner, it's really fun. I'm playing on a different side. So that's been a different, you know, a challenge for me. I have a new position, which is mostly a mental challenge, not necessarily a physical one. So I'm learning, you know, parts of this game that I've never had to learn, and I've been challenged in different ways. And it's really, really fun. It upsets me every day. It tumbles me every day. But ultimately, I'm really excited and proud of it.
Well, you know, you talk about the challenges. The dance card is extremely full. You know, getting ready for Rio 2016 Summer Olympics, you know, a new partner in April Ross. You mentioned playing the opposite side of the court. So you talk about all these challenges. In addition to that, you're a full-time mom. You're 6 feet of sunshine. So talk about, you know, kind of juggling all these challenges and how important a good night's sleep is. And you work with therapeutic accentuates how important that good night's sleep really is. Talk a little bit about your affiliation with therapeutic and getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah, no, you know, I have so much on my plate, as do a majority of the people in the world. You know, I have huge dreams I'm chasing. I'm chasing three little kids as well. I'm trying to be the best wife possible. And a good night's sleep is absolutely essential to every area of my life. I want to be dominant in my sport as well. And if I'm not getting good sleep, it means I'm not recovering. It means my body is not restoring itself to fight, you know, for battle. So I'm really proud of this partnership with Tempur-Pedic. We're celebrating moms. It's Mother's Day coming up. I am a very proud mom. I am a daughter to an amazing mother. And so this campaign, the tagline is "You're important, sleep like it." It doesn't just apply to moms, but since it's Mother's Day, that's what we're going toward. Sleep is just, it's essential. If you want to live a well-balanced life, if you want to have a happier disposition, if you want to chase your dreams and have a higher, you know, success rate with them, you got to get a good night's sleep. And that's why I'm on board with this. It's so true to my life. in my life as a role model to my kids and to all the, you know, aspiring Olympians out there, sleep should be top of our priority list.
You know, you talked about April being a thorn in your side during your competitive time, and I'm sure that was a two-way street. When you guys partnered up, did you have to discuss that before you guys hit the beach, or was it something that you just both kind of accepted and said, all right, let's just look forward now?
No, you know, I think it's something where we absolutely understood the significance of the other person in our journey to that point. April won a silver medal in London. That is nothing to be ashamed of. You know, she helped me to win a gold medal in London in 2012. Literally right after the match, after the last ball went out, Misty and I won, I gave April a hug and I said, let's go win in Rio. And ever since then, we've been on a mission to win gold in Rio. And so it's such a great partnership in so many ways. I think the key to success in life is to surround yourself by people who challenge you, who make you better. And April is that and then some. So I'm a really blessed woman. I love the fact that I'm a working mommy, that I'm able to chase my dreams with my family in tow and with the support of my family and my partners. And, you know, life is beautiful. I want to be deserving of it.
Oh, so you had already kind of known you were going to go in that direction then?
Yeah, well, Misty was very candid. You know, she retired right before London and came back out of retirement. And so it was, you know, it was a bonus that she actually competed in London. So I was well aware. I had a very short list of athletes. And in April, aside from how amazing she is truly as an athlete and as a competitor, she has all the intangibles that it takes to win a gold medal. And she has the fire. She has the hunger. And, you know, it's almost like looking in a mirror sometimes with her desire for the sport. And so I wanted to play with someone like that.
Well, I take it your experience with getting to the top of the mountain will really help April in elevating both of you to get to the top of the mountain. You have that gold medal winning experience. That's something that April doesn't yet have, but may very well have after Rio. And I'm sure she leans on your experience as a winner and as a champion to help you guys get to the top of that mountain.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. I think there's, you know, no substitute for experience. And there's only a handful of athletes who have played in gold medal matches. April's one of them. You know, so she's leaning on me and I'm leaning on her. And winning a gold medal is one of the most motivating things ever in sports. And I think maybe second to that is winning a silver medal, you know, which April had. She wants to turn that silver into gold, and I am going to do that with her. We have all the tools in our toolkit to be the best in the world, and we are bound and determined, and it's going to happen. So we just need America to get behind us, to support us. The road to Rio has already started. We'll be competing on the AVP tour throughout the country this year, and we'll be qualifying on the international tour. So yeah, if we have America behind us, it's, you know, we got it going.
I think you already have that. I think that's a given. How can you not get behind 6 feet of sunshine? It's hard not to root for you.
I hear you. Come on.
Last one from me before we let you run. It's 2 years away, but could you line up? Can you tell us who some of your main competitors are going to be on the beach in Rio in 2016 and who you guys really have to watch out for?
Yeah, it's actually just over a year away. August 18th, 2016, I'll be winning a gold medal, knock on wood. In all honesty, I would say I don't worry about anyone in the world. I worry about April and I. We need to get better as a team. If we are, you know, all guns firing, the world's in trouble. That being said, Brazil, Germany, China, Italy, Switzerland, the world has truly embraced beach volleyball, and everyone is so good. So we can't overlook anybody. The other American team is going to be amazing, but we got to qualify first and then go chase that gold medal.
Let's have the final 411 on your involvement with Tempur-Pedic.
Absolutely. You know, they made an amazing video celebrating moms and this new campaign. If you go to Tempur-Pedic.com/moms, you can check it out. Bring out your tissues as a tearjerker. But it's all about transformative sleep, and you're going to get that with Tempur-Pedic and the Tempur-Flex mattress. I really appreciate you guys helping me spread the word and just, you know, reminding people that sleep needs to be on top of the priority list because it just makes life better.
Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.